We are learning the Sechus Bal Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Hei Omad Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom two lines of Kuf Chav Dal Omad Beis. We had a memra of Sholchu Mitam that they say that the Bechor takes Pishnayim in a halva, in a milva, not in ribbis, and the Gemara came out that's according to the Rabbanon. Even though the Rabbanon hold that you don't get Shvach that happened Memela, that things that got improved after the father's death, the Bechor does not take Pishnayim, but a halva, so the Sholchu Mitam hold, that they hold, Meretz Shol, they hold, Naradoi, they hold, that you do get, the Bechor does get Pishnayim in the halva, because you consider a muchzik in the halva. You're holding on to a star, you're a muchzik. On that, we had a machlokes, Rabba and Rav Nachman. I said it was a Naradoi, I mean my Rava, Sholchu Mitam was my Rav, not Naradoi. But then we have machlokes, Rabba and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's from Naradoi. We have machlokes, Rabba and Rav Nachman. Which type of halva is considered a muchzik? Rabba says, karka, if you collect karka, if the estate collects karka, so then he gets pishnayim, not moyes. Rav Nachman says, by moyes he gets pishnayim and not by karka. What's the difference? Right, so it's still a difference. There is a mile to karka, the mile to moyes. The mile to karka is that you have a shibud on karka. So that's considered you kilu collected it. But moyes, you don't have shibud on any moyes. There's no lean on any moyes of the loiva. That would be a svar why karka would be better. The svar why moyes would be better would be is that because I lent him money. So I lent the money, it's kilu now, my star is mokim the money, so it's kilu now that I have money by you. Mashen ken karka, I never gave you karka, so that would be the mile of karka. But there's machlokes, we're not sure what the pshat is. So more is like this. Omle Abai la Rabba. So Abai turns to Rabba and says, I don't understand your shita, I don't understand Rav Nachman's shita either. Omle Abai la Rabba. Abai tells Rabba, Lididach kasha, your shita shver, Rav Nachman kasha, Rav Nachman shita shver. And the Gemara explains. Lididach kasha, I have a kasha on you, Rabba. You, Rabba, are mechalik between karka and money. Karka, you say, you get pishnayim, and not money. So lididach kasha, maishta moy is the loy. On top of Chavayim and Aleph, Maishta Maish Loy, why by money do you say the Bechor does not take Pishnayim? You know why? Because it's the Lav, the Maishta Maish Loy, the Lav Hani Maish. It's not the money that the father gave the Loy, but it's different money. Lav Hani Maish Shavu Kavuin. It's not his that money, it's different money. So you're not a Muchsik on it. Karka Nami, Lav Ay Karka Shavu Kavuin. That's also not the Karka of the father. Haraya is the Rishbam, because if he wants, he can sell it, and he can keep it and pay you with money. He doesn't have to give it a karka. Even though there's a lien on the karka, he doesn't have to give it a karka. Karka does not belong to the estate of the father. If the loiva wants to give money instead. Like the Rishbam speaks out, the Ahavabai loiva have a masalak lebezuzi, could have given money. He doesn't have to give you dafka karka. So just like money, you understand the estate's not going to muchzik on it because it's not that money. Karka also, he's not a muchzik on it. Void another kasha on Rabba, because Ha'atu Damris, you yourself said in a story of the Safta, you said that Mestaver time of the Bnei Marava, the Kodim Safta Vazovna, Zvini Zvini. There's a story of a Safta, which we will get to at the end of the Amid, where there the Rabba brought a raya to the Bnei Marava, and the raya was being a raya that it must be that the Yerush. The future Yerush is not called a muchzik on that karka. What's the raya? The future Yerush is not considered a muchzik on the karka. Because if the safta, if the grandmother wanted to sell the karka, she could. Even though there's a future collecting on this karka, you can sell it. So you yourself say such an idea that if you want to sell it, you could sell it, and it's a good mechira. So here also, by loiva also, if the loiva wanted to sell it, even it works. If he wants to sell, like the Rishbam says in the first wide line, do you have a boy loiva, have a zoven lohin, and masalak the mal bezuzay, or have a karka cheres, or different karka bezuzay. So again, this karka can be considered a muchzik. The bechor only takes pishnayim in a muchzik, not in royu. Heki said say it's a muchzik. Number one, stam is a svara, can masalak you with money. It's not the same karka. Just like my money, it's not that money, it's not karka, not your karka. Number two is, you yourself said the svara to answer a taina of a safta. They said that since the test is if I can sell it. Just like the safta can sell it, was saying it does not belong to the Yerush yet, here also, the loiva can sell the karka and pay you with money. So how can you say you can sell a muchzik on karka? That was a bias kasha on Rabbah's sheet. The Rabbah said that Govu Karka is considered a muhzik and get Pishnaim, not money. You understand? I don't understand why Govu Karka is considered a muhzik. And he says, Rav Nachman kasha also. Maishno Karka Deloi. Why do you hold Karka? You're not a muhzik. The Lav Hai Karka Shavik Avuyin. Because that's not the Karka of the father. That's the Karka of the Loiva. And the father just has a lien on it. That's not enough to be considered a muhzik. Moyes Nami. Money also, it's not the money that the father left over. The father lent the money, the loiva money a year ago. That money is long gone. Now the loiva owes you new money. That money, you're not a mukhsik on. So I don't understand why you're saying that money is called a mukhsik. That's one kash of Nachman. Va'oid, the opposite kash. Va'oid, ha'omer of Nachman, rabba avua, yisoimim shegovu karka b'choy v'saviyah. Rav Nachman said over halacha that if you have yisoyimim that collected karka b'choy v'saviyim, this is not talking about pishnayim, dafka yisoyimim, collected karka b'choy v'saviyim. They collect the karka for the loan of the father. The halacha is now, let's say the estate owes someone else money. So the halacha is that the malva can only collect from the yisoyimim from things that they had from before. But anything they acquire after the death of the father, obviously they're not mechuyev to pay the father's loans. Here, the yisoyimim collected the karka after the father died. It says, "Still, b'al choyev choyzev gavim hem." A malva come to the yisoyimim and collect that karka. They got it afterwards. Teretz is because the yisoyimim must be considered muchzik in it b'shas when the father dies already. So you see, now the opposite, that karka is a muchzik. So why did Rav Nachman say that karka is no pishnayim? Here you see, if I care, there is a mukhsik. So that's a bias kashas of Rabbi Rav Nachman. I don't understand what's going on here. I don't understand the shittas, and the kashas will repeat the kasha again. On Rabbi the kashas, Rabbi said that govu karka yeshloi. So in that we have why. Might say the guy get rid of the karka. That was the two times. Either Masvari get rid of the karka and give you money instead of the leiva. Or, and also we have a raya that Rabbi himself says such a taina to explain the story of Safta. And so just like by rabbi holds by money, ain't lo, you're not a mukhsik because it's not that money. So why is karka a mukhsik? That was a kasha on rabbi. On Rav Nachman, the kasha was, the Rav Nachman said that money is considered a mukhsik and not karka. So first of all, why is money considered a mukhsik? It's different money. That was kasha number one. Kasha number two is that karka, we find, it has a shtickle mukhsikoyas. Because if you suddenly collect karka, b'chayv v'saviyem, their b'alchayv could come collect from them. So you see, it's not considered they're acquiring it after Misa, it's considered they're acquiring it they have from before. So why isn't that considered a mukhs enough to be happy Pishnaim? That's the kasha. As Mara Tarit is like this. Amalei, so Rabbi answers, no, the kasha is not shver. So Rabbi tells Abaye, Amalei, loy de di kasha, loy Rav Nachman kasha. It's not shver on me, not Rav Nachman. Why? Taimo de b'nei ma'rova karminon, v'lon loy svirlon. Which means like this. We hold, Rabbi and Rav Nachman both hold, they hold that according to the Rabbanon, ain't a bechara to bishnayim b'milva at all. They hold you don't collect by milva at all. Therefore, it's not shver. For example, Rabbah said the story of the safta where he said you could sell it. Yeah, I talk about it's not a muchzik. Rabbah himself holds not a muchzik. And both Rabbah and Rabbah hold you're not a muchzik in the milva and you don't get bishnayim. They're just explaining the shita of the sholchu mitam. And they don't hold of it. The sholchu mitam, which are the b'nei ma'arava, there it's shol. Gedolim, they said that the Fidur Abanon, the Bukhar gets Pishnaim in the Halva, in the Malva, in the Milva that comes in. And that they're arguing, they're saying each one has a Milo. One says the Karka has a Milo because it's a little bit more Muksik than the money because the Shiva and the Chayav and not money. And the other one says, no, money has a Milo because I lent you money. And therefore, I lent you money, so money is similar to Muksik. But they don't help themselves don't hold like that. So what kasha we're left with one kasha is that Rav Nachman said that by yisoyim shugav v'karka b'chayv v'saviyim b'alchay v'chayv v'gayv mehem. So you see that Rav Nachman holds that by karka you are muchzik. So why taka don't you get pishnayim on that? We're saying Rav Nachman himself holds you don't get pishnayim. He holds like Rav Yehuda Mishmur holds that if you're a bonon you don't get any pishnayim in malva. Why taka not? Didn't he say that karka k'sidah muchzik? So that's the kasha we're left with. So in this Rashbam here, a lot of what we spoke out is in this long Rashbam here. So Rashbam answers on that a Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim that The answer is that the Rav Nachman Shita is not because you consider Ksira Muchzik, it's because something called Shibuda de Rav Nosim. Shibuda de Rav Nosim. The Malva comes to Klal Yisrael and says that that fellow who owed you money really owed me money. Because Allah is Shibuda de Rav Nosim means that if Reuven owes Shimon money and Shimon owes Levi money, so it's either Reuven owes Levi money. Therefore, Levi comes to the Yisrael and says, that's my karka. You got it afterwards? Yeah, but Reuven owed it to me. And therefore, I'm getting it. Not because Shimon was a muchzik on it before he died. It's not the pshat. It's pshat of Hashem was a muchzik. The word is Shavud Rav Nosin. That's why he has the power to collect from that karka. So, Al-Kaponim, that's what we're answering here. We had a kasha, both on Rav Nachman and Rav, but the Heretz says they both hold that you never collect from a halva. You never collect from a halva. They're just explaining the shita of the Shulchan Matam hold halva as a muchzik, and they say, you know, not so fast. Even in your shita, it depends. There's certain type of halvas that are muchzik, and not the tomb is svara, but they themselves don't hold of the shita, and therefore it's not a stira, what Rabbi said about Safta, and we said, well, it's not a stira, Rav Nachman, what he said about Yisrael Mishgav HaKarka, that's called the Shvuda, the Rav Nosson.